Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's Robert Craig bringing us back 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us, having a great visit with our good friend Tom Markle. He's the CEO and the founder of iBank.com. I've been telling you about this guy and the work that he does online with help small business owners get the capital they need, and from multiple, I don't know of any other place, folks, where you can go and find as many different ways to capitalize your business, whether it be a microloan or a venture loan, which is kind of what we've been talking about, maybe leasing. He's brought together it's a clearinghouse, folks, for people who want to loan money and people who want to borrow money. So check it out, iBank.com. You make it easy for them, Tom, and I appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Jim. We've also taken a holistic approach to money. You know, we've said, look, you know, to help the business on our mission statement is making small business happen. And, you know, money, once you get the money, you need a lawyer to help you understand the documents. And we're creating a legal center around around money. Once you get the money, you need to have someone help you do your books, because banks and these guys that are lending money today don't want your wife to do the books. They don't want to see your aunt, your uncle, your children doing the books. They want a third party doing your books.
Mm-hmm.
Once you do your books, they need to have you understand cash management and business planning and strategic planning. So, you know, there's got to be a consulting network to help you understand how you manage the whole process of the business. We're creating an HR network, but you're going to need payroll services. You're going to need to understand how to hire and fire. So we really want to become the virtual CFO, the chief financial officer of that small business. And, you know, a real CFO is going to cost you $150,000 to $250,000 a year. It's probably the most important person you can bring into your organization, or at least have an advisor. So we're creating that holistic approach to money using all the roles that a typical CFO would have. So from risk management for insurance. Oh, by the way, if you get a loan today, these new types of business guys are saying you need a life policy and you need to tie it right to, the loan. Not that the Louis the lender won't come after you, and that's not why they need the life policy. But just in case something happens to you, the stress of life.
What if a small business owner just needs, you know, $25,000 in working capital, or just a regular loan, just something to buy some equipment, to buy some real estate? Do you put many real estate deals together through your site?
Oh yeah, we have three large centers for finance. So you have your business loan, you have your equipment financing, and then you have your commercial property. And so those are the three big fields of financing for small business. And our lenders offer anything from $5,000 to $50 million. They've got 92 loan programs within their lending sphere. And, you know, the credit quality is across the bandwidth. I mean, I think I made a mention a couple shows ago that we had a lady that had a farm. She had a horse. The horse had a fowl. It got sick for some reason. She came to our company. She had a 530 credit score. She'd already filed bankruptcy a year later, and one of these lender groups gave her, I think it was $3,500 to get the veterinary to come out and repair the horse. And she sold the horse for $30,000 and paid back the loan. And she called us one day.
Wow.
We had a conference every Friday. We feed all of our employees, and she called crying on the phone. Couldn't help, you know, just loved the fact iBank was there for her.
Yeah. That's a great story.
So, I mean, I think that's more of an exception to the rule. I mean,
right?
You know,
but those are great stories. Is there any factoring? Do you guys offer any factoring opportunities, outlets on your site?
Yeah, let me explain. A lot of people are confused by factoring, Jim. There's two: the accounts receivable financing, as you know, and factoring are two different things.
Right.
If I have a receivable, I made T-shirts and I sold them to Disney, and Disney then, like most big companies, pay over about a 90-day period, and even though you give them 30-day, you know, invoicing, they pay basically in 90 days. So, if you're a small company, you can now sell that receivable to a lender. The lender then will collect that receivable from Disney, and they will pay you back the basic margin. They'll give you a 75% advance rate on that. So let's say that invoice was for $10,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Immediately, they'll give you $7,500 immediately. When they collect the invoice, they'll give you the other. They'll give you $1,500 or $2,000 more and keep $500.
Right. Net of the factor.
And we have a lot of those in our system. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad to know that. Hey, Tom, I got to wrap it up. But I want to thank you again for being a part of our Brain Trust. Thanks for hanging out with us, and thanks for making this unique resource for small business owners to get financing. Folks, I encourage you to check it out. Tom's a friend of mine. I believe in what he's doing, and they do good work there. iBank.com. Tom, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.